positive result, positive performance, another win at home, another convincing win at home. For staff, we tore them to shreds in every way. Every time we attacked them, we looked threatening. And some of the precision play, what was, you know, what we've missed at times, was totally on display. You know, Ryan Lowe and Leon Clark's precision was excellent. There was real drive from the team, and it was a real makeshift team. You know, that's what pleased more than anything. The lads that have stepped up, and the lads that are keep stepping up. Whether that's Popey, you know, who should by now have had his hand operation. Nathan Camp, injections for 3 weeks. Tom Saws playing with a fractured cheekbone at centre-half. And then Joe Riley goes down in the warm-up, who was starting tonight, with pulled his back out in the warm-up. So, you know, it's a credit to the lads. It really is. They've dug in. These lads earn the money for sure. And they have done all season. You know, we've been beat up a few times this season, and it's not felt right and it's not felt good. You know, but they should take all the plaudits as a squad and a group of players, and hopefully they'll get the plaudits tonight, because what they've had to battle with this week. You know, we found out Reece around about 2 o'clock that he just could not make the game tonight. He had a fever. He was really struggling. He wanted to play, and he had a fever. So he only found out at 5 o'clock that he was playing centre half, and I thought he was absolutely outstanding at centre half. Really, really proud of the group, and proud of the squad. So, and they deserve a real, you know, a real big up tonight, because they've done fantastic.
How bad is Joe Riley?
We're not sure. It just locked up in the warm up. Coming about 15 minutes before the rest of the lads did, and we had a look at it. Nick Meese got his hands into it and see if he could free it up, but it completely locked up down one side. So we don't know. We won't know till tomorrow. But it kept him out of tonight's game. But Jonah sat back in there, and he was outstanding.
Well, that's a question, because that's changed your whole side, isn't it?
Changes all that side. You know, Jacob Mellis, you know, he was obviously starting sub tonight. We had to go in and ask the referee permission to change the team. You know, so and they've waited patiently, these lads. You know, Jacob Mellis, and he come in and looked right, until, you know, the tackle. And but no, they've really slotted in tonight. They've dug in, and really proud of them tonight, the group.
What about Jacob? What's the result on that?
I mean, the tackle weren't a free kick. He didn't even give a free kick, and that led to them not giving us the ball back. He's just gone over the top, rolled his ankle ligament from the tackle. You know, the power of the tackle caused his ankle to roll, and again, we'll assess that.
You lose Reece Brown in the build-up. You then lose Joe Riley in the warm-up. Then Mels goes off injured early in the first half. Then Peter Clark looks like he's taken a knock. Danny Mayer looks like he's taken a knock. Does that make the performance even more special?
Absolutely. I think when you strip it down like that and analyse it and break it down into that detail, without a shadow of a doubt, you know that they're digging in for each other. And that's been questioned, you know, over the last month or so. That's been questioned, the commitment to the cause and the football club. You know, and it's been on show here. So, yeah, it really does allow you to see a group of players that are running for each other and giving each other all. But, you know, it was a difficult one tonight. But again, we've done the prep, we've done the planning. And, you know, I said to Futch at one point, have you got your gear in a what? I could fit you in at centre half there. But it's become ridiculous. And by the way, we've had 3 or 4 days trying to get centre-halves in. You know, obviously with Nathan Cam, we know what Nathan Cam's situation is now. He does need his knee up. He is going to be out. We're sending him to the best surgeon in the land, and he will get that knee up. And so we have been looking, and nothing's dropped in. You will not believe the amount of players that have turned us down, or we couldn't get in, or we couldn't afford, and they've got other clubs and other options that they can go to.